You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you in proud partnership with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted partner for life. Visit medshield.co.za for more information. MedShield Medical Scheme released their financial results and presented their audited results for the 2025 financial year last week. We're going to be discussing these results and unpacking the performance of the business in a bit more detail with the principal officer of the scheme, Kevin Aaron. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Kevin, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Quite the year for the medical scheme, especially in a time where medical schemes might be finding it a bit more challenging to maintain business levels and maintain profitability levels. Standout year for the business. Take us through kind of your thoughts around how you felt the business performed.
No, thanks very much for being on the show. You know, very stagnant industry where, you know, even if you look at the Council for Medical Schemes, their last annual reports, it showed that there was only about 0.5% growth in the medical scheme industry. And we all know the economic challenges that South Africans are facing in terms of affordability. MedShield had an incredible 2025 year. You know, it really, we fired on all cylinders, so to speak. You know, and if I look at it, and I'll give you some numbers which we can unpack, but, you know, if you think 2025 was good, looking at the end of July 2026, it's looking even better. So, you know, in terms of growth, again, in a market that's not growing, we grew, you know, 5.3% in terms of lives year on year. We ended the year in 2025 with just under 146,000 lives on the scheme, which was nice growth, as I say, 5.3%. And I think very few medical schemes can sort of show that sort of growth. But I think what was important is that, you know, it was consistent growth. So, you know, in 2025, we had 11 of 12 months net membership positive growth. And, you know, if I go back just to January 2024, the scheme has experienced 27 months of net positive membership growth out of a total of 31. So it actually shows an incredible trend where month after month, members or consumers are actually choosing to join MedShield because they see value for money. And we see that in the membership growth. Sort of I'd end off and then, you know, allow you to question me more. But to say, you know, at the end of 2025, as I said, we ended the year with just under 146,000 beneficiaries. By the end of July 2026, we're just under 160,000 beneficiaries. So you can even see that into the 7 months of 2026, we're actually showing incredible growth. We've had growth every single month for 2026. So, you know, it's a great news story for us, and we're very happy with that growth. And when you combine that with probably one of the highest solvency levels of all the large open medical schemes in the industry, things are really looking positive for MedShield.
Kevin, what's the secret? Because you touched on growth and, I mean, 4.5% membership growth from a business perspective in that stagnant market that you mentioned at the start of the conversation is one thing. But to be able to kind of keep premiums at a manageable level while still growing the business, where's that balance? How does the business strike that balance between profitability, doing what is best for the members, and ensuring that the entity itself is not put in a precarious position?
No, it's a great question. And in fact, it is a balance. I mean, you know, so I think one of the things we focus very heavily on in terms of, you know, our marketing and who we market to is we try to attract younger people into the scheme because the whole principle of a medical aid is based on cross-subsidization. So, you know, the young subsidize the old and the healthy subsidize the sick. And invariably, you know, if you get young people into your scheme, typically they're going to claim less than older people. So we've been very, very successful through digital campaigns and through our marketing effort, pitching a value proposition to younger people. And most of the people that are joining MedShield, we actually see are significantly younger than the average age of the scheme. I think one of the reasons for success is that we offer what we call a traditional medical aid plan. So what you see is what you get. It's not what I would call a smoke and mirrors where it's so complex that you don't understand it. And then when you claim, you actually find the medical aid is not paying. So we've always gone in our 50 plus years with traditional options. There's benefit limits for dental, for optical. People can actually see exactly what they're getting for what they're paying. And, You know, maybe it's just a lot of luck, but I think it's also good management and good pricing. You know, we've been able to maintain that high solvency and still keep contributions affordable. I would also just say that the culture of MedShield is such that, you know, we're very stable and very cautious in our approach to our pricing. So, you know, you won't find with MedShield that in 1 year there's a 3 or 4% contribution increase, and the next year you're going to get a 12 or a 15. We always try to maintain within a level of, you know, around about 7, 7.5%. And I think that also is what people like. They know that typically every year it's going to be in the same region.
Kevin, before I let you go, I want to talk more about that consistency element of what it is that the business tries to achieve. But I want to look specifically at products and products going forward. We are in a time where conversations around national health insurance are coming up. We're in a time where the needs of members are changing in the sense that different members have different requirements and might need different things from their medical scheme. How do you then position MedShield as a business going forward to continue to benefit from this momentum, regardless of how the external environment might shape up?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, one can never say never, but, you know, I'm very skeptical that we'll see something like a national health insurance in at least the next 10 to 15 years. I just think it's not going to happen, and it's going to take far longer. And there's just so much litigation and uncertainty around pricing. And we all know that the public healthcare sector is having its own challenges. So, you know, for us, it's very clear that, you know, there's a foreseeable future for private medical aid. So we have to have a strategy going forward. And I think the strategy is built around health innovation, technology, both technology in terms of the actual administration. So you get efficiencies through technology, robotic automation, artificial intelligence, which pulls your non-healthcare costs down. And then obviously what we're seeing a lot more is technology that's coming out to help us manage the cost of healthcare. So predictive models, models that can actually predict which members on the scheme are going to potentially go into hospital. We can actually engage with those members at a very early stage to ensure that they're under control, they're taking their medication, they don't end up in hospital where suddenly the costs become exponential. I think, you know, for us, the future is very much the corporate market. It's a market that we need to do a lot better in. And a lot of our focus in terms of product design going forward is going to be, you know, how do we capture the corporate market so that people in blue chips, both from executive level all the way down to the ordinary employee, actually says, you know, MedShield offers a range of products that actually meets our needs. I think at the end of the day, you know, and I talk to people all the time, even people who are in executive positions, you know, and they say, I'm paying so much for my medical aid. So a big focus for us on is always going to be affordability and trying to keep those contribution increases to the lowest level. We're very lucky. I mean, if I just give you an example, in 2024, we had a 61% solvency, which is significantly higher than the 25% that the council wants as a minimum. And at the end of 2025, it was 53%. And one of the reasons that our solvency dropped slightly was that we actually subsidized some of the contribution increases for 2026 because we understood the needs of the members in terms of affordability and the challenges. And, you know, still having a solvency of 53% gives us a little bit of wiggle room, even for next year, to potentially look and again subsidize those contribution increases so that, you know, we help the consumer and we help our members.
A strong 2025, but a greater focus on ensuring affordability and sustainability for all members. That is what the team at MedShield has to say about their previous year's performance and where it is that the business is headed. Thanks so much to Principal Officer of the Medical Scheme, Kevin Aaron, for joining us to take a look at their performance over the last year and what it is they're looking forward to. For better healthcare today and tomorrow, choose MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted healthcare partner for life. Join today. Visit medshield.co.za. The markets move fast, but your health shouldn't be left to chance. That's where MedShield comes in. From MediCurve for young go-getters to MediValue for growing families, right up to comprehensive cover on MediPlus, there's a choice of 8 plans built for your life stage and your budget. Don't wait for the unexpected. Go to medshield.co.za to find the option that fits your life. Need more information? Visit medshield.co.za today. MedShield, your partner for life.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.